Broadcast is coming to you from the Metropolitan Tabernacle of the First Baptist Church of Algiers, located at 501 Appaloosas Avenue. And our post office box number is 6250 New Orleans, Louisiana, 70174. This is Pastor H. G. Gale speaking, inviting you to stay tuned with us for the remainder of this hour, and may the blessings of our Lord rest upon us. We thank thee, our Lord, for thy grace that is sufficient. We thank thee for help and for strength this day. As thy day, so shall thy strength be, to tell us. And our Father, for the study of the past hour, how you blessed our hearts anew. And we thank thee for thy precious word. We thank thee, our Father, that you left us thy word, that there's no need for us to walk in darkness, but in the light of thy word. We thank you for it, and to help us, instruct us as something that we can lean upon along the way of life, look into, and get our direction straight. And our Father, we pray that thou will bless your word now. In this hour, you open every heart, both saint and sinner here in our radio land. And we look to thee for utterance, our Lord, for boldness, for strength, to bring thy message. Bless thy people everywhere here in our radio land. Be with the sick this day. Thou knowest who they are. We rest them in your hands next to bless them. And give them strength and grace to look to you. And now, our Father, lead us and guide us in this service. For Christ's sake we ask it. Amen. Now, as they pass the baskets around, give us unto the Lord, and let us turn in our hymn books to number 309, He Keeps Me Singing.
Thank you.
sing it as 193. 193. Him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. Let's stand as we sing it. Let's sing them all if we can last. Come on, let's go. Let's sing the fourth one now. The choir to sing a number here, Honey in the Rock. I know it was at Mrs. Dartle's yesterday, Brother Miss Dartle's, and she told me how she got to singing that song, Honey in the Rock. And so I want to dedicate this to her and also to all the saints, wherever you are here and out in radio land, Honey in the Rock. It's a good number. Come on and sing it now.
Thank you. Thank you. And that rock is Christ. There's honey in the rock Christ Jesus for you.
That's right.
Sweeter than honey. Christ is sweeter than honey. And I'm glad that we can tell sinners to come. Come to Christ. Come to Him. And that's what our message has to do with this morning. Coming to Christ. I know we've been having some gracious messages. Dr. Copeland was here. He's gone. Went home to Waco. And as soon as he left, I felt the burden again relieve a little while he was here. And I just felt like I wanted to bring you a message along the line of coming to Christ this morning. What it means to come to Christ. Just coming to Christ. I enjoy that singing. Very good. The Lord's with us this morning. Now, I wanted to turn in our Bibles to the 6th chapter of John, the Gospel of John. I want to begin reading with the 22nd verse. The 6th chapter of the Gospel of John, the 22nd verse. Let's begin reading. The day following, when the people which stood on the other side of the sea saw that there was none other boat there, save that one whereinto his disciples were entered, and that Jesus went not with his disciples into the boat, but that his disciples were gone away alone, howbeit there came other boats from Tiberias nigh unto the place where they did eat bread, after that the Lord had given thanks. And when the people therefore saw that Jesus was not there, neither his disciples, they also took shipping and came to Capernaum, seeking for Christ, or for Jesus. And when they had found him on the other side of the sea, they said unto him, Rabbi, when camest thou hither? Jesus answered them and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me, not because ye saw the miracles, but because ye did eat of the loaves and were filled. Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him hath God the Father sealed. Then said they unto him, What shall we do that we might work the works of God? Jesus answered and said unto them, This is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent. They said therefore unto him, What sign showest thou then, that we may see and believe thee? What dost thou work? Our fathers did eat manna in the desert. As it is written, He gave them bread from heaven to eat. Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you, that ye also have seen me, and believe not. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven, not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will which hath sent me, that of all which he had given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that every one which seeth the Son, and believeth on him, may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. The Jews then murmured at him because he said, I am the bread which came down from heaven. And they said, is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he said, I came down from heaven? Jesus therefore answered and said unto them, murmur not among yourselves. No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God. Every man therefore that had heard and had learned of the Father cometh unto me. Not that any man hath seen the Father, save he which is of God, he hath seen the Father. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. Already. He that believeth on me hath everlasting life. Now, I will stop right there. You read the rest of that portion. It's a gracious chapter. The book of John, the whole book of John, it's good if you just sit down and read it. I heard the story our late pastor told some time ago, years ago. He went to visit a hospital. The sick one was concerned about his soul. And so when he left, he asked the sick individual, the one said, now, I have a Gospel of John tracked in my pocket. I'll let you have it. And you read it from cover to cover. And by the time you get through reading that portion there, you ought to be saved. I went back to visit with him. And to find out, the individual never did read it. And never took time out to read the Scripture. And I say to you, if you meditate on the Gospel of John, just take that Gospel and read it through. Meditate. Put a selah after each Scripture and think. It won't be long before you're saved. Strength shows the glory of our blessed Lord. The love of Christ for sinners. Now our text is taken from John 6:37. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. Now, if you tell me you came to Christ and received him, he gave you power to become the Son of God, or a Son of God, a child of God. He's given you that power. Now, why aren't you saved this morning? Why aren't you rejoicing in the Lord? You say, you might say, well, I came to Christ and I'm not saved. No, no, no. That's not so. You didn't come to Christ. And, of course, you might have done like the rich ruler who came to him, but he had lots of things behind. He didn't want to turn loose, and so he went away empty. But all that the Father giveth me shall come to me. And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Now, if all that the Father giveth to Christ shall come to him, then some shall come. And why? Why should you not be among them? Some are going to come to Christ. I came. I praise the Lord. The Father gave me to Christ before the foundation of the world, and so he does every individual ever get saved. All the Father giveth me shall come to me, and I will in no wise cast out. I like to think of that. Now,
Doesn't that show you the love of Christ there? Doesn't that show you the love of Christ? Sinners come unto Christ. He'll receive them. He'll not cast them out. He'll not turn them away. Not turn them away. Let me reason with you from the Word of God, not of my own heart this morning, for this day. Now someone will say, suppose I am not one of God's elect. Suppose I am not one of God's elect. Suppose I come to Christ, He won't receive me. Just suppose. Well, but suppose you are. Suppose you are one of God's elect. Just reason. Now let's reason together this morning. Listen, sinner, lift up your head now. You reason with the Word of God. Now you might have said, well, how do I know I'm God's elect? Suppose I come, He turns me away. That's a sure sign I'm not God's elect. Well, I don't believe there's anyone who ever came to Christ was turned away. I'm sure of that. But suppose you are, or better still, well, don't you quit supposing and come to Christ and see, huh? That's the way you reason with the Word of God. Suppose you quit supposing. Just take that out of your vocabulary. That word suppose in this instance. And come to Christ and find out if you're God's elect. You'll never know unless you come. Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. And if he doesn't cast you out, that's a sure sign that you're one of God's elect. You see how we can reason along those lines? And it's good for us to reason. God the Father wants you to reason with Him. God the Son. God the Holy Spirit. Now I know that none can come to Christ but such as are given to him by the Father, as John 6:44 tells us. Look at that verse of Scripture there. That not that any man hath seen the Father, save he which is of God. He had seen the Father. Now, 44. No man can come to me. Look at it. No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him. Oh, sinner, I would sink down deep in your heart this morning. No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. Now those who come to Christ come because the Father draws them to Christ. Those who come, they come to Christ not because of any good in themselves, not because you're better than another. No. Not because you are a learned individual, or you're popular, or you're full of prestige, but because of the Father's gift. You could be poor, maimed, blind, halt, whoever you might be. You come to Christ because you are the Father's gift to His Son. Now, there never was a soul, my friends, who wanted to come, but Christ wanted him to come 100 times more than he. Now, how do you know that? I got to read it along this line in Matthew, the 23rd chapter, and the 37th verse. Listen to the Word of God as our Lord wept over Jerusalem. Listen. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together? How often, over and over again, would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings? Ye would not. How often? How often has the call gone out to sinners to come to Christ? How often have you heard it ring in your ears, come to Christ? The great invitation. Lo, come to Christ. You that are thirsty, come to Christ. How often you heard it? Over and over and over again. Now that's what we mean. That the Lord Jesus wanted you to come more than you wanted to come. That's right. Sinners are saved because they come to Christ and not otherwise. There is no other way of salvation. And the King's highway is open for all to come. I remember when our children were young, just little things, and I heard them singing that song, On the King's Highway. Walking, yes, I'm walking on the King's Highway. Walking on the King's Highway. I've forgotten some of the words of it, but I used to listen to Glenn sing that, even when he was a kid, in the choir, he'd sing that. And so the King's Highway, my friends, is open to all. All, come. Come to Christ. He'll put you on the King's Highway that leads you to glory. Well, we may reason like this. If I come to Christ, then it is a sure sign that the Father gave me to Christ. That's right. You come to Him. Here was the Father's condescension in giving and the Son's compassion in receiving. Now, it is only as we are made willing in the day of God's power that we come to Christ. We cannot come to Him in our own energy, own power. It's all of grace. Let's not forget that. Salvation is wholly of grace. And if you come to Christ, it is because of the grace of God, and God will get all the glory. But as many as receive Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Now that's what John, the Gospel of John, the first chapter, and the 12 and 13 verses teaches us. That as many as receive Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God. Now have you received Christ? Have you received Him? Then God has given you power to become the Son of God, a Son of God, even to them that believe on His name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. I can look back on my own salvation, my awakening, my salvation. And I know if it was left up to me to come to the Lord, I never would have came. I would have just stayed away, continued my life. But it's when the Holy Spirit began to deal with my heart, created a desire in my heart to want to come to Christ, He gave me power to come. It's all of grace. It's all of grace. Now, our salvation and adoption is not produced by the natural power of our own will. Now, you get that. As our salvation or our coming to Christ is not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, so neither is it of the will of man. Man can will all they want to come to Christ, but it's not of man. It must be of God. Now, you might come to a decision. You might come to an experience on your own. You might come to a great revelation or a great light. But on your own, you cannot come to Christ by your own will. It's not of the will of man. The principles of the divine life are not of our own planting. It's not of our own making. It is the grace of God that makes us willing to be His. That's right. So an individual can fight and just fight and will not to come to Christ. And so it takes the grace of God to break that individual's stubbornness, to break his will, to give him a desire and a will to come to Christ. No man can come to Christ except the Father which hath sent him draws him, you see? You see how helpless we are? Because by nature we're dead in trespasses and sins, and we have no power to come to the Lord, but the only power that we have is the sin.
and to do what Satan wants us to do. All right, it is the grace of God that makes us willing to be His. Nor can human laws or writings or education prevail to sanctify and regenerate a soul. Nothing like that. On the grace of God. If they could, then our new birth would be by the will of man. My friends, grace does not run in the blood as sin, corruption does. True believers are born of God, as 1 John 3:9 teaches. 1 John 3:9. And then even the fifth chapter. If you want to turn it over there with us, let's look at 1 John 3:9. And turn your Bibles with us. 1 John 3:9. Listen to the Word of God. Listen. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of God. Then look at 5:1. 5:1 of 1 John. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him that begat, loveth him also that is begotten of him. Therefore, my friends, there is no exception to this rule of grace. No matter who you are, what standing you might have in life, whether you're a king or queen, poor, a pauper, or a rich individual, we're all alike in the sight of God. We are made willing in the day of Christ's power. Now, I want us to look at that over there in John 6:37 again. Look at that scripture. All that the Father giveth me. Giveth me. All Christ speaking here. All the Father giveth me. Now we read in John, the Gospel of John, the 17th verse and the 2nd and 3rd verses. Listen to it. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Now you see there in that verse of Scripture, those two scriptures, listen, that thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. All that the Father giveth me, I give unto them eternal life. Now all the Father giveth me, the Lord Jesus says, I will take charge of them. Now what does the Lord mean here when he said, I will give unto them eternal life? I will give to them eternal life. All right. I will undertake for them. All, Father, all that you give me, I will undertake for them. I'm glad he does. He undertakes for me. He undertakes for his people. He'll undertake for me. I will wash them in my precious blood. I will shed that blood for them, and I will wash them in my blood. I will clothe them in my righteousness. I will feed them as their shepherd. I will be their husband, to lead triumphantly as the captain of their salvation, to subdue their corruption, to put down their enemies, to bruise Satan under their feet, to communicate to them my own life, to endow them with my own fullness, to acknowledge them as my own brethren, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Now that's what all that includes in there. As many as he gives, Father, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And all of these things the Lord Jesus will undertake for us. Now all that believe on Christ, they come to him. Now you get it. All that believe on Christ come to Christ. Now I do not know all whose names are written in the book of life.
I don't know that.
And you don't know it. But I am assured from this book, this Holy Bible that I hold here in my hands, through the infallible Scriptures, that my name is written in the book of life above. Can you say that? That you know that to be a fact, a reality? That your name is written in the Lamb's book of life? Now you might ask, how do you know? How do you know? How can you be so sure, Pastor, that your name is written in the book, in the Lamb's book of life? Well, I came to Christ one day. This man receiveth sinners. I came to him as a poor, lost sinner. And he didn't turn me away. But he took me in. He saved me. He washed me in his own precious blood. Adopted me into his family. Yes, I have come to Christ. I have believed on him. The only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. I have embraced him by faith and submitted myself to him. Gave myself to him. Surrendered myself to him. Christ was given to me, and I was given to Christ by the Father. Never to be separated. All right? Now, I don't know whether your name is written in the book of life, but if you come to Christ, he saves you. Your name has already been written there, even before the foundation of the world. That's right. It had already been written there. Just think. And so many people will say, I wonder if my name's written in the book of life. Well, are you saved? If you're saved, your name is written in the book of life. And you shall never perish. But now how do I know? Well, come to Christ. How will I know? Come to Christ. How do I know if I'm elected? I'm elected of God. All right, come to the Lord Jesus Christ. And you'll find out. You certainly will. As we all did, who came to Christ. Now, when sinners come to Christ, he will receive them. And he will take them into his friendship with himself. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I'll give you rest. There is nothing to exclude any sinner. I want us to all turn in our Bibles to in Isaiah 1:18. I want you to look at something there. 1:18. Listen to the Word of God. You can quote it from memory. 1:18. Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Sinner, he's speaking to your heart this morning. By his Spirit, he's speaking to your heart. Now stop your arguing. Stop throwing in your opinions and what you think. You come and reason with the Lord. You can't reason with me in that respect. Listen, come and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Now, sinner, come, reason with the Lord. Oh, the God of the universe, a sovereign God, wants to reason with sinners. Come, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet. Can you say they are? Has the Holy Spirit shown you that they are? Your sins are scarlet. Well, the Lord tells us here, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Did you see that scripture as God's Word? Look at it. Perhaps it means something to you this morning it hasn't meant before. You've read it 1,000 times. You skipped over it. You're so busy looking at your sins. So busy thinking how wicked you are, how sinful you are. And here's the great invitation. God himself. Now you come right now. Right now. Well, I haven't experienced enough convictions. I haven't experienced this and this and that and everything else. Well, he doesn't say that here. He says, come right now. You reason together with me. Though your sins be as wicked as can be. As wicked as you pictured it in your own heart and mind. Corrupt, vile. Though they be
be as scarlet. They shall be as white as wool, as snow. They shall be as white as snow. That's God's word. Take him at his word. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Wool. What is whiter than wool? They shall be white. They shall be as wool. All right. Reason with the Lord. But he's too great. I can't come into his presence. I can't come. Well, you come and you reason with him on the basis of the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, knowing that his blood was shed for sinners like you. Like you. Come to Christ. No matter how dark your sins may seem, come to Christ. There is nothing to exclude any sinner. And then in 1 Timothy, the first chapter, may this help you. 1 Timothy, the first chapter, listen to the Word of God. Listen. 1:16. Listen. Or let's read that 14th verse. And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. Listen, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Howbeit for this cause I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all long suffering for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting. Paul said, I'm a pattern unto them that shall believe on Christ hereafter. That's right. He was a pattern. The Apostle Paul tells us that he was a chief of sinners, and that if God would save him, he can save anyone, any individual. Read the life story of Paul. Were you as wicked as he? Did you do things against the church of God as he did? Did you persecute the church? Did you imprison God's people? The Apostle Paul tells us that now, if he's able to save me, and he did, he's able to save you. Because we're all sinners. Whether we did great sins or little sins, we're all sinners. Oh, what an encouragement here to close in with the Lord Jesus Christ. The nature of our sins cannot exclude us. Since the Apostle Paul and Mary Magdalene and so many others, multitude of others found mercy and grace. Now, the ground of pardon, my friends, is not our sin, but his grace. It's not our sin, though you may have multitude of sin and just sin all your life, and we all do. Well, God doesn't save us on account of that, but on the basis of his grace. The number of our sins shouldn't keep anyone away. Now, here's the blessed certainty of our salvation. All right, here's the blessed certainty of our salvation. What is it? And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Now look at that verse of Scripture in John 6:37. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me. And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise, in no way, under any circumstances, turn you away, cast you out. Now you may ask, how do I come to Christ? How do I come to him? Just as you are. Now, you've been trying to clean up your life. You've been trying to quit this and quit that. All on your own energy. And you found yourself going back to them. You must come to Christ to receive power. That's right. You must come to Christ to receive power. Now, how are we going to come? Now, I got to thinking. There's no better illustration than this song here, Just As I Am. Danny, come up here quickly. And I want you to play this for us. Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, sinner. Here this morning, I'm pleading for you. I'm pleading for you. You've been a long ways away, like that prodigal. He was poverty-stricken. He was undone, unclean. He spent all that he had. Couldn't better himself. Couldn't even clean himself. He just came to the father's house. The father didn't even look at his condition, but embraced him, took him in, and they clothed him, bathed him, and everything else, and just forgot all about his uncleanness. Listen, let's play that, son, just as I am. Just as I am without one plea. But that thy blood was shed for me. Can you say that? And that thou bid me, Lord Jesus, to come to thee. O Lamb of God, I come. I come. Come to Christ. Come to him. And just as I am, and waiting not to rid my soul of one dark lot. Nothing to do about that, but come to Christ. Come to him. To thee whose blood can cleanse each spot. O Lamb of God, I come. I come. Cast yourself upon him, sinner. Come. Just as I am, and tossed about with many a conflict, many a doubt, fighting and fears within, without, O Lamb of God, I come. Everybody sing the fourth one.
Just as I am, O wretched life, thy precious healing of mine. Sinner, come to Christ. God cast you out. Turn to him. And the last verse.
Just as I am, thou wilt receive.
He'll welcome you. He'll pardon you. He'll bless you. He'll relieve you.
He'll not cast you out. Thank you. Just as you are. Come just as you are. Sinner, come just as you are. Don't try to make yourself any better. You can't. Don't try to work a work of righteousness in your own heart by your own doing. But you come to Christ just as you are, and he'll receive you, and he'll take you in, and he'll empower you. He'll give you power to overcome. He'll give you grace to live and to sustain you throughout this life. We're glad to have you tune in with us in Radio Land. Here is next Sunday morning from 7 till 8 over the Voice of Truth broadcast. Until then, this is Pastor Gale saying goodbye. God bless you. Yes, come to Christ. Come to him. Look to him. I wonder how many of you looked to him this morning. I wonder how many of you that God has received unto himself, given you Christ, and you are rejoicing in your heart. I wonder how many is going to come to him this day. You're going to look to him.
All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me, I will, no, I never will, cast him out. And like the Apostle Peter tells us, at once coming, always coming, coming to as a living stone, precious, a precious stone to Christ. That's right. And you find him after he saves you, that he is precious. He is precious. I'll never forget, not long after God saved me, how precious the Holy Spirit made Christ to my heart. And how precious he is to my own heart today. Christ, Christ, I never think much of my election as I do of Christ who saved me, who gave himself for me, who shed his precious blood for me. I thank God he elected me. I praise him for it. And that we were elected in Christ Jesus our Lord. That's right. That's where salvation is. In Christ. And I bade you all this morning to come to Christ. Over and over again you hear the message. Come to Christ. Look to him. Come to him. He'll not cast you out. He didn't cast me out. Is there anyone here who can say, I came to him, he cast me out. He turned me away. He didn't receive me. Can you say that? If you can, you stand up on your feet. As you came to Christ and he turned you away. Can you say that? How many of you came to Christ? He saved you. Will you stand up on your feet? Did he save you? You took him at his word, didn't you? You certainly did. You believe him. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. Right? And shall not come into judgment, but is passed from death unto life. Thank you. Be seated. Thank you. Thank you. I wonder how many want to know Christ. You say, I'm coming. I'm coming to Christ. No matter what it costs me. Will you stand to your feet? No matter what the cost might be, I'm coming to Christ. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Let's everybody stand. Everybody stand, please. Everybody. Our dear Heavenly Father, we leave this message in thy hands, how we brought it in much tiredness of body and mind. But our Father, we ask you to bless thy word. Bless thy word to the hearts of every listener here on Radio Land. Give the effectual call to sinners this day. To these who have sat before us and heard the message, give the effectual call, our Lord. And they come, they will come, shall come, we'll bring them. And you said you'll not turn them away. And we believe that. You didn't turn any of one who came, who wanted to be more than above anything else in this world. You didn't turn them away, but you received them, and you became all things to them. And our Father, we thank you for Christ Jesus, our Lord. We ask you to bless thy word and take it home to hearts everywhere, here and out in radio land. And may sinners find themselves on their faces crying, my Lord and my God, oh my Father, let it be so. In Christ's name we ask it, and for his sake, amen.